Hi, hon.
Hey.
Are you going out tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to a club.
Oh. Will there be boys there?
No, Mom. It's a nun club.
Well, just be careful.
I will.
And you know that anxiety. I've been a mother, and if you've been a mother, you know what it's like when your child is going to a club or going out, and all of these horrors fill your mind, rape, drugs, sex, and your daughter may be totally fine, or she may be in some danger, and you just have to sit and live with that anxiety. Or what do you do? Do you put down the controls and say you're not going out, and you start to tell her what she can do and what she can't do? And of course, that always leads to parental bliss, bliss between a child and their parent, and obviously not. That's what brings people into therapy, or if they're not in therapy, it's what tears family apart when you don't know how to manage these milestones in a child's life when they start to earn their own independence. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and this is an opportunity for you to call in and ask me any question that you would ask a counselor or a therapist. I'm a clinical psychologist, and my number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's 1-877-DR-KENNER. And I've got a website with lots of interesting recommendations for books and articles, and you can hear parts of the show that you might have missed on it. And the website's drkenner.com. And right now, let's turn to the phones and welcome Joan. Joan, your son is angry a lot of the time?
Yes, he is. He's 27 years old, and he becomes physically abusive when he drinks. Any kind of argument will get him set off. And he was at a bachelor party yesterday and physically attacked the groom. Not for no reason. He went into the bathroom and someone said something to him about not being able to hold his liquor. And he came out of the bathroom and literally attacked the groom, choked him, had him on the ground.
And what happened? Did he get arrested?
No. The other boys that he was with pulled him off of him, but this is not the first time this has happened.
Okay.
He's married, so, you know, of course, now he's, you know, dealing, you know, with it, you know, marital issues, you know, being married and having financial, you know, I don't want to say difficulties, but, you know, he's got himself he has a house, and I just see...
Any kids?
No children, thank God, yet.
Okay.
So I think that he really needs to attend some anger management classes to control his behavior. As I said, it seems to be more pronounced when he drinks.
Okay. What do I need to know? He's not living at home with you, right? He's got his own home, and he's out. And he's married for how long?
He'll be married 2 years in September.
2 years. And was he always like a lovable, charming little kid and didn't have anger management problems, and then something happened and then he became angry? Or
no,
was he?
No, he has always been a live wire.
Okay, well, live wire. My son was a live wire, but he was the most lovable live wire.
Yeah, he is.
So,
he is very lovable. He's, you know, you could yell and scream at him when you were angry with him, and then 5 minutes later he'd be giving you a hug and a kiss.
Okay, but you're saying he was always angry?
He had an altercation. I have three sons. He had an altercation with his older brother when he was about maybe 8 or 9 years old in the backyard over a ball. And he went running towards his brother, knocked him down, and, of course, he didn't do this intentionally, but his brother broke his arm.
Okay.
So he's always, and it's funny because family members have always said, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder, you know, what's wrong with him, you know. And we have had other instances where, you know, he has flown off the handle and you try to reason with him and say, you know, calm down. And no matter what you say, he take, you know, yeah, it's my fault. Yeah, I'm the one who's wrong, you know. So I really think that, you know, he does need to speak with someone. And, you know, coming from his mom, this is not going to, you know, fly very well. But I feel if I say to him, well, I spoke to someone and I really think that, you know, how would I, my best, my, I guess my question is, how do I approach this?
I think you're in a very difficult position to approach it, because I think now he's got multiple problems. It's not just an anger management problem. You mentioned financial problems, but the big one, I mean, the elephant in the middle of the room, they call it, the big problem that nobody addresses, mm-hmm. is the alcohol problem.
Okay.
Because if he's using as a method to solve his problems, running away from them with alcohol, he's only going to get worse with time.
I don't think he doesn't use alcohol. I mean, it's not like he goes out and drinks every night. He, you know, happened to be at this bachelor party. It just seems to intensify things when he, he goes out and he, you know, may go to out with friends and things are fine, and then it may just be something that sets him off.
How often does he let loose like this?
Where he has an altercation?
Yeah.
Not that often. Maybe once every 3 months, 6 months. You know, as I said, it depends upon the situation.
But somebody does he lose it? I mean, it may not be, when we talk about altercation, you're talking about physically hitting somebody, physically choking them, physically doing something. Does he do it to his wife? Is it abusive?
No.
Okay, so
no.
You're saying, what can you do as a mom? What have you tried in the past?
Well, actually, he did go to an anger management class. I did get him to go to one when he was a teenager. He had had an altercation. I don't recall exactly what it was. And I said, you know, I think you really need. And he did go to a an evening class. But it wasn't that long. And he
okay. But I'm saying, when have you? I could ask you. We don't have the time, but I could ask you to list all the things you've tried that have not worked as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good for you to do that.
Okay.
So when we get off when we're done with the call, you could sit down and write all the ways you've tried to reach him. Was it through crying? Was it through begging? Was it through yelling at him?
Mm-hmm.
Was it through giving him the silent treatment?
Okay.
You know, figure out what didn't work.
Okay.
And then one of the ways that you may approach him is to say, you know, on one sense, I feel powerless, and I know that's a fact, honey. And I love you, and I would love to see you take this seriously, because I'll tell you, every 3 to 6 months is a long time, is quite frequent. I mean, that's quite serious,
mm-hmm.
honey. And it must scare the heck out of you. Notice I'm not saying it must scare the heck out of me. It does scare me. But I want to appeal to it being a benefit to him to open up his eyes a little wider. And at times you may tell yourself it's just you and you can't change. But I know differently. I know that people who've had longstanding problems can learn just sometimes even just a few skills that can help them manage the tough situations differently.
Okay.
And, you know, I would recommend cognitive therapy. And you could go to a website. You can go to my website. There's a link there. My website's drkenner.com.
Yeah, I have it up now.
And you can go to the Academy of CT, cognitivetherapy.org, and find, and he could find a therapist in his neck of the woods.
Okay.
But notice, I did pick one thing out that you said, Joan. If his theme is, yeah, it's my fault, I'm always the one who's wrong, if you've heard something like that repetitively,
yes, I have.
Then that is significant. And that may go back to childhood things. That may go back to the theme that he's fighting against. I wasn't wrong. It was an accident, Mom, with the breaking his brother's arm.
Yeah.
But you want to be able to, that's really his work. If it were happening to you, if you were him and I was talking to you, I would say, oh my gosh, that's a wonderful clue that you just uncovered. Figure out how you can answer that differently. And maybe he needs some trauma work too to figure out, you know, what he took away from some childhood incidents where he felt unfairly judged and is fighting them now.
Okay.
You know, because he needs to let go of that. I thank you so much for your call, John.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, and my website is drkenner.com, drkenner.com, and you can call me toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
When it comes to relatives or children, your partner comes first. Parents and in-laws must not become a source of marital resentment. If one's partner's parent constantly belittles the other partner or intrudes into the relationship, physically or emotionally, it's important to address the situation by speaking up, partner to partner, and then partner to parent. Respectful boundaries must be set between partners and their parents. Suppose, as the husband in this situation, your mother is critical or mean to your wife. If so, it is your job to protect her. And the same goes with children. Never allow them to monopolize your attention at the expense of your partner.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.